Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something truly powerful, journaling as a tool for emotional healing. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, thoughts whizzing by faster than a Formula One race? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to step off that track, take a breath, and actually process all those emotions swirling around inside? Enter the magical world of journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-help tip, hear me out. This isn't just about scribbling down grocery lists or tracking your steps. We're talking deep dives into your inner world, a space where you can be brutally honest with yourself, explore those messy feelings without judgment, and ultimately find a path towards healing. So, why journaling? Why is it so essential for emotional well-being? Well, let me break it down for you. First up, journaling gives your brain a chance to organize its thoughts. You know that feeling when you're trying to figure something out, but all these jumbled ideas keep popping up? Journaling allows you to externalize those thoughts, see them on paper, and start making sense of the chaos. It's like decluttering your mental space, creating room for clarity and peace. Second, it's a safe space for vulnerability. We live in a world that often pressures us to put our best foot forward, to project confidence and happiness, even when we're feeling anything but. But journaling lets you drop those masks and truly express your emotions, no matter how raw or uncomfortable they might be. Remember, there's power in acknowledging your feelings, both the good and the bad, and journaling provides a space for that authentic expression. Third, it can boost self-awareness. By reflecting on your experiences, thoughts, and patterns of behavior, journaling helps you understand yourself better. You start noticing recurring themes, identifying triggers, and gaining insights into your motivations and reactions. This increased self-awareness is crucial for personal growth and making conscious choices that align with your values. Fourth, it promotes emotional regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Journaling can help you take back control by providing a channel to process and understand those feelings. It allows you to explore the root causes of your emotions, develop coping mechanisms, and ultimately learn to manage them more effectively. Finally, journaling can be a powerful tool for gratitude and positivity. By taking time to reflect on the good things in your life, big or small, you cultivate a sense of appreciation and optimism. This shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your overall well-being and outlook on life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and everything in between. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's running on empty. But then she starts journaling, just 15 minutes each evening to jot down her thoughts and feelings. She discovers that she's carrying a lot of unspoken resentment towards her boss, and recognizing this allows her to address the situation head on. She also finds herself feeling more grateful for simple things like snuggles with her kids and a good cup of coffee in the morning. Slowly but surely, journaling becomes a lifeline for Sarah, helping her navigate the chaos and rediscover joy in everyday moments. See? Journaling isn't just about writing. It's about connecting with yourself on a deeper level, understanding your emotions, and ultimately creating space for healing and growth. It's a journey of self-discovery, and trust me, it's worth taking. So, my friends, I challenge you to give journaling a try. Start small. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Find a quiet space where you feel comfortable, grab a notebook or open your laptop, and let those thoughts flow freely. Remember, there are no rules here. Just be honest with yourself and see where it takes you. Now go forth and journal. And don't forget to share your experience with me on social media. I'm always eager to hear from you. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine and chasing those good vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.